The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening on WTBN in Tampa, Florida, WAVA in Washington, D.C., or WRFD in Columbus, Ohio. I welcome you. I have the privilege of being your host today. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Came across an interesting article about the country of Turkey and its radical Islamic leader, President Erdogan. Now, how in the world you get Erdogan out of E-R-D-O-G-A-N, but that's how you pronounce it. Erdogan, President Erdogan. The president of Turkey has begun a systematic program of removing all of the memories of Christianity from Turkey. And by the way, the country of Turkey has a rich history of Christianity, as well as Judaism, both. Jews have a rich history there, and so do Christians. Well, the most of you are aware that the country of Turkey, for quite some time, was basically the only country on planet Earth that had a Muslim majority that provided real religious freedom and liberty. No longer. I have been saying this for a long time. Muslims here in America should absolutely have the right to express, believe, worship as they desire. That is protected by the Constitution of the United States. I would in no way want to infringe upon the religious freedom and rights of Muslims here in America. At the same time, we need to be very cautious because there is not a single Muslim majority country on the planet that allows for real religious freedom and liberty. Turkey was the exception until Erdogan became president. Before Erdogan became president, Turkey was a predominantly Muslim country, but it was very secular. The Muslims weren't in control of the government as they are now. So, anyway, Erdogan, a strident, even militaristic Muslim, has begun a program of, shall we say, rewriting Turkish history and removing every semblance of Christian history in the country. One of his big targets is the, and I'm probably not pronouncing this correctly, and those of you who know how to pronounce it correctly, my apologies, the Hagia Sophia. Today, it is a museum. It was originally one of the largest Christian houses of worship in the country of Turkey. But back in the 15th century, the Muslims conquered the country, took over the church of Sophia in Istanbul, and converted it into a mosque. It was later transformed into a museum. Now, as a museum, it is filled with priceless Christian mosaics, frescoes, and other evidence of the Christian heritage. It's unusual that when the Muslims converted it to a mosque, they didn't destroy all of that. Well, Erdogan now wants to turn the church, turned mosque, turned museum back into a mosque. And when he does that, he wants to take away all of the Christian symbolism, the mosaics, the frescoes, and so forth. He wants to erase any evidence of Christianity in this beautiful structure. For 1,000 years, it was a Christian house of worship before it became a mosque, then a museum, and now he wants to return it to a mosque, and he wants to destroy any semblance of Christianity. So are you with me? He wants to systematically go around the country and do away with other Christian symbols, Christian buildings, Christian heritage sites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I think most people would say, my goodness, that's radical. That's evil to destroy history, to rewrite history simply because you disagree with parts of history. Some of you may see where I'm going. Isn't that exactly what the far liberal left activists are trying to do in America? The destruction of statues, monuments, memorials by the far liberal left simply because they don't agree with the life or the lifestyle or the ideology of the person or the movement portrayed in the statue, the painting, the memorial, etc., etc. I think that most reasonable people would look at what ISIS did in Iraq, ancient Babylon, where ISIS blew up Buddhas, blew up places that were once a Christian place of worship. The world looked on in horror at the radicals who tried to destroy history, rewrite history, remove history. And yet, we are seeing the same thing happen in America. And yet, we have many left-leaning politicians in America who are praising this movement. We've got Nancy Pelosi. We got Chuck Schumer. We have other leftist politicians that are giving encouragement to those that are trying to erase our history simply because they either disagree with it or because they don't like it. When it was happening by ISIS, it was a bunch of religious radicals who should be condemned. Now that it's happening in America, it's a bunch of heroes that are standing for their convictions. My contention is they're not standing for their convictions. They're trying to erase a part of our history. And yet the hypocrisy is just absolutely incredible. They want to take down the statue of George Washington because he did own slaves for a time. But they praise statues, busts, and paintings of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, who is a flaming white supremacist racist. It's We look at Turkey and we are shocked. We look at Iraq and ISIS and shocked. The same thing has come to America.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I would love it if you would follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at BobBurneyLive. And Bernie is B-U-R-N-E-Y, at BobBurneyLive. And on Facebook, if you'd like to become a part of our Facebook family, just go to Facebook, do the little search in the upper left-hand corner, and again, put in Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, and you have to add live, Bob Burney Live. That will bring up our page. Simply like it, and you'll be able to take advantage of all the stories that we're talking about today and every day. Those stories are posted immediately on my Twitter feed and on my Facebook page. All right, the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we're going to go to Delaware, Ohio, not the state of Delaware, Delaware, Ohio, and we have the privilege of talking to Jason. Hey, Jason, welcome.
Thanks, Pastor. Great show, as usual.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Great stuff. Hey, one quick question and two quick comments. Number one, Kosovo and Kurdish-held territories, I thought those were majority Muslim and governed Muslim, but full religious freedom. And again, I could be wrong about that.
You could be right. You could be right. I'll check into that.
Okay, and then my two quick comments.
Sure.
First quick comment is I totally agree with you. I think it's left-wing extremism that's at the base of this. And a want of kind of like what they did in Russia in 1917, which is erase the past and get rid of the past, rename St. Right. Petersburg to Leningrad, et cetera, whatever Stalingrad was before. I can't remember what it was. I think it's back from Stalingrad to whatever the old name was. And just kind of an erasing of the past. I think that's what's going on, especially when you look at who Lincoln was, not individual comments by Lincoln. But I'm guessing these people, they don't really know. Lee as well, Robert E. Lee, the general, famous general, if you look at his life story. Number one, I won't go into the weeds faster because of time, but if you do a study of Lee, the first people who would want Lee's statue down is the KKK and the neo-Nazis.
Sure.
I found it greatly ironic during Charlottesville. Those KKK didn't know who they wanted. They don't even know who he is, but he believed in black people were equal. But that's a whole other story. I don't want to get in the weeds. And then Washington, finally Washington. Oh, my gosh. If there's anybody who is either ignorant or something else, evil, intentional, Washington was amazing. The man who would not be king. Google that, anybody who's listening. And then finally, my last comment is I can understand some statues because statues are in a place of glory. Of course, I don't believe in being ripped down in a moment, but to be voted for just as they were put up. So I kind of understand. Being a Civil War buff, Nathan Bedford Forrest comes to mind, Alexander Stevens, the Vice President of the Confederacy, and Jefferson Davis statues. And when you study these men, yeah, it's kind of gross. But, again, I don't want them ripped down. And even if they're ripped, you know, taken down lawfully, they should be put in a museum. We should still study these folks. Yeah, don't be like them. Very racist, very brutal. Again, I won't get in the weeds. Thanks for the comments, Pastor.
Well,
that's it. I can take the rest off the air.
No. You know, I was just thinking about, at least in two different locations, Frederick Douglass statues have been torn down and destroyed. Frederick Douglass, a black ex-slave abolitionist who fought for freedom of blacks. And his statue has been torn down in at least two cases. And you said something interesting, Jason. You said either ignorant or evil. And here's my take on this, for whatever it's worth, which is probably not a whole lot. I think it is evil people motivating ignorant people. I really do believe that those that are behind this movement are evil. The people who want to rewrite our history, tear down every statue of anybody they disagree with, or people that they do agree with. If it's a statue, we got to tear it down. They want to rewrite history. I believe that there is a small group of evil people that are manipulating a whole bunch of ignorant people who have no clue what they're doing. Just no clue what they're doing. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
And by the way,
it's really scary.
While we were talking, I looked up the population of Kosovo. Now, this is according to Wikipedia, and they're not the know-all, end-all. But according to Wikipedia, 90 to 92% of Kosovo's population are secular Muslims, who are Muslim in name but not by religion. They are not practicing Muslims religiously. And again, quote, today 90 to 92% of Kosovo's population are secular Muslims. Most of them are ethnic Albanians or also Slavic-speaking Muslims and so on and so forth. So that might be the key to the fact that they do have religious freedom, is that the Muslim, it's like many, many, many Jews in Israel are not Jews religiously. They are secular Jews. They do not adhere to Judaism in a religious sense. They're completely secular, but they are still Jews. So that's just my thoughts. But I'll have to look deeper into that, Jason, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
And maybe that's why it's freedom of religion. Again, I'm not saying all Muslims are violent. I don't say that, at all. I know I have friends who I've known longer than my wife who are Muslim. That's over 17 years of marriage.
Yeah, sure. It's very clear that not all Muslims or even the majority of Muslims are violent. But where the religion is in the majority, I think in almost every case, and I'll have to modify, in almost every case, there is no religious freedom or liberty.
Correct. It's hard to square with the natural reading of the Quran.
Well, sure.
That just a light study of the Quran.
Yeah.
It kind of flows towards that. And that's why the natural flow of Christianity is more totally pacifist. God will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
God will, that's why it's... Anyway, that's all. Getting into the weeds again.
All right.
I love your show.
Hey, Jason, thanks. Bye. Always appreciate your calls. Jason is a corrections officer and former military as well. I always try to thank him for his service to our country. All right, folks, we're coming up on a break here in about 15, 20 seconds. Let me give you my telephone number. I'd love to hear from our listeners here in Columbus, in Washington, D.C., Tampa, Florida. We're going into the 5 o'clock hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Next hour, we might even get into a little NFL. Again, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.